Hello guys and welcome back to another Morning English Podcast. I'm Day.
Hey, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
木木， I'm so bored. I'm actually quite bored of saying the phrase I understand all the time. Is there any other phrases that we can use to replace the word or the phrase I understand?
Easy. You can say it is clear now. Use this.
Wait, what is clear now? I thought clear is used to describe glass after cleaning it. No?
Well, sure, but actually it can mean that you have understood something completely.
Oh.
所以我刚刚说的这个 it is clear now 表示啊，我明白了，我懂了，我们可以根据上下文来解释。那今天呢，就想和 Day 一起聊一聊如何告诉对方你已经明白了，你已经清楚了。还有更多的地道的表达都在我们的笔记当中。如果大家想要来获取呢，直接在早安英文公众号的后台回复笔记两个字就可以了。So it is clear now can be used in many ways, but most importantly, it is used to replace the phrase I understand.
Mm-hmm.
就是表示我懂了，我明白了。
Well, in our pod or podcast today, we will be talking about the phrases that we can replace I understand with. So number one, it is the first one we talked with Mumu,
yeah.
was it is clear or it is clear now. We use these when someone has been explaining something to us over and over and over again. Then you can say, ah, what can you say, Mumu?
Hey, it is clear now, thanks.
Exactly.
It actually means please shut.
No, I mean like, if I explain something to you over and over again, you're a teacher and be like, hey, really, thank, oh, it's clear now, oh my god, really, thank you so much, you helped me. That kind
对
of stuff.
如果对方一直在重复说同样的事情呢，你就可以说，哦，我已经清楚了，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢。
Mm.
It's clear now. 第二个呢，就是 I get it.I get it is similar to it is clear now.
Mm-hmm.
It means that in a certain point, you didn't understand something specific, and then someone had to explain it to you again.
Yeah, exactly. 比如说 hey, can you explain it to me again? I'm trying to get it, but I can't.
嗯，就是你能不能给我解释一下，我真的想要懂这是什么意思。
All right, number three, I know what you mean.I know what you mean. Okay, let us say you were talking to your friend and that friend is telling you about something they have and you're trying to be understanding, you know, and you're trying to understand their feeling and you actually do and you, because you shared the same experience as them. You can use the phrase, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like the following conversation.
Mm.
Like, I had to stay in that line for 2 hours. 就是我向这个 Day 抱怨说，哎，我真的是不得不排队排两个小时。
I know what you mean. I was there yesterday.
对，如果Day想说，哎，我真的是和你感同身受，我知道你想表达什么意思，就可以用这个非常 useful 的 expression.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean. 我懂你的意思。The next one, the fourth one, 第四个就是 I get you. 刚刚我们说的是 I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, I get you. It sounds like actually similar to I
know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
我明白你的意思，我知道你想表达什么意思。
Yeah, it is actually, I get you and I know what you mean. They describe feelings. They describe understanding to someone's feelings. Let us say someone's mother had died and your mother had already passed away. You could be like, I know what you mean. I have been through this. Or I got you. Don't worry. That kind of stuff. Moving on to a simpler one. A simpler, simpler, simpler one. Of course. Of course is different because, as I said, it's simple and it isn't a long phrase like I understand. It's only of course.When someone is explaining something to you and you want to let them know that you understand and agree, you can use the word of course.
对，这个呢也是非常常见的一个表达，就是我明白了，我懂了，也是非常简单并且非常短的一个表达。比如说 I have been very busy with work. We would have to postpone our dinner. 就是我最近特别的累，我工作特别的多，我觉得我要推迟一下我们的这个 dinner time, 我们的晚餐。
Of course, don't worry about it. I got you.
对，就是这个意思，表示你明白对方的意思。Okay, the next one, the sixth one, fair enough. It is similar to of course. 这个呢跟 of course 又有点像。It is used to convey that you understand and agree with someone.
I hate this stupid restaurant. It is always busy. Let's just go to another one.
所以刚刚呢 Day 说的就是我非常讨厌这个餐厅 I hate this stupid restaurant、
mm-hmm.
因为 it is always busy 总是特别的忙 Let us go to another one 我们去另外一个吧这个时候我的回应就是行我明白你的意思就是我和你感同身受这个时候你只要说两个单词 fair enough 就可以了
Yeah, because you know, using I understand as long in that situation. Like, she just told me I hate this stupid restaurant. I'd be like, oh, I understand. It sounds a bit boring. But you could be like, hey, fair enough. Let's go. Or, of course, let's go. That kind of stuff. And the last one we're going to share with you guys today is gotcha. Or gotcha loud and clear. Now, gotcha is really informal. It is the actual short form of I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And we don't recommend to use this as a workplace or with a superior or with someone you're not actually close with, because it might show that you're not professional. But it also can perfectly replace I understand.
这个在口语当中就用的比较多，就是我明白你的意思，我懂了，就是它是 I got you, 就是 I gotcha 的一个缩写形式，一个更加口语化的表达，直接就说 gotcha。但是呢，最好不要对在工作场合尽量减少使用，也不要对你的上级说 I gotcha。
Yeah.
Unless you're very close to each other.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So can we give them an example?
Hey, I have a thing to do. I have to leave early today.
Gotcha, loud and clear. See ya.
我们应该是 workmates or friends.
Yeah, exactly.
对，刚刚我就是说，哎，我有一件事情要做，我现在必须要走了。那这个时候呢，对，就说，行，我懂了，我非常清楚。Mm-hmm. 然后 gotcha loud and clear, 就是我明白你的意思，我懂了。
All right, guys, we have talked about this topic once again, and I think we gave you guys other examples of using other phrases to replace I understand.
对。
We hope that you guys learned a lot with us today. 我是 Day.
我是木木，我们下期见啦。
Bye bye.